Business Ethics. Welcome to the weekly programme Business Ethics. Today we're talking to business consultant David Goodman. He's here to tell us all about negotiating. Thanks, David, for taking time out to speak to us today.
My pleasure.
Now, as I understand it, you've done extensive research on business tactics and written some articles and a book too. What inspired you?
Well, it all started at a time in my life when I was very active in business. A significant part of my work was taken up with negotiating. Sometimes I got the results I wanted, and of course there were times when I walked away frustrated and disappointed that I haven't achieved what I'd set out to get. It made me think about the process of negotiating and getting the desired results.
So you started compiling data to help others, didn't you?
Yes, that's right. There was a moment of revelation when I realised that my experiences would be valuable for others. So I started writing things down. Of course, I wouldn't go as far to say that I figured it all out.
Well, they do say you never stop learning, don't they? So what did you learn?
That I often made some very basic errors. And with anything in life, you sometimes get caught up in the details and overlook the most obvious and crucial aspects. In my case, it was preparation. There were times when I simply hadn't planned and therefore wasn't equipped to deal with the negotiation.
Interesting. Now, tell me about some of your negotiating tactics. Are any of them dishonest?
There are some dirty tricks, of course, but that's the nature of the business. You don't always know what or who you're dealing with.
Any tricks you can share with our listeners?
No, that would be telling. No, seriously, I would say that above all, you have to be a champion listener.
Well, that sounds easy.
Yes, but you'd be surprised how many of us just don't listen. So much of successful negotiating comes as a result of great listening. People often tell you a lot about themselves as they're talking, about what they want, what they need, and what they'd like. The problem is that we just don't hear them because we're so caught up in our own thoughts. When you take time to listen to people, they'll tell you about their positions, problems, qualities, likes, and dislikes. And you don't even have to ask them. For example, listen out for any sense of urgency to close the deal. That's key information. We were given 2 ears and 1 mouth. And the best thing we can do is use them in that ratio, twice as much listening as talking.
Right. Very wise words. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to stop there. Thanks again.
Thank you.